I do. And then you say, well, wait a minute. I can't take credit for my Christian life. Christ does. Well, how can it be your responsibility and your obedience and your faithfulness that God demands, and yet in your flesh dwells no good thing, and for me to live is Christ, and I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. You have the same exact mystery. On the other hand, you could say, I believe in eternal security. I believe that if I'm once saved, I'm going to be kept saved until I get to glory. And yet the Bible talks about the perseverance of the saints. You will be saved if you endure. You will be saved if you continue. So you have this same kind of very difficult apparent paradox in all major doctrines that relate us to the divine. And that's the way it is in this matter of election. We have full human responsibility regarding our sin and our call to believe the gospel, and yet at the same time, salvation is a sovereign work of God. I can't resolve that. I can be content to accept what Scripture says and leave the resolution to God.
It's important to maintain that tension too, isn't it? Even practically in the Christian life, Scripture's full of it. Paul says, work out your own salvation. Then he turns right around and says, but it's God,
but it's
that's
God
working
works in you to will and to do of his own good pleasure. Philippians.
That's the key to practical Christian living. So it isn't just a theoretical.
Well, I love the mystery of it. I fully embrace the mystery, because otherwise I'm going to be able to figure everything out, and then I'm going to be sure this is a man-made religion. The fact that this is such a dominating reality on the pages of Scripture is to me one of the great evidences of its divine authorship.
Here's a question that maybe isn't so mysterious. So this comes from a listener named Gary, who asks, what is the book of life referred to in Scripture? And when the biblical authors write about blotting names out of the book, is that a reference to people losing their salvation?
First of all, the book of life is simply the record, the heavenly record. It's not an actual book with pages. The heavenly record of the elect. It's the names of the people who are chosen by God, who come to faith and salvation. The Bible never says that someone's name will be blotted out of that book. The Bible says the opposite, and this is where people get confused. In the book of Revelation, the Lord says, I will never blot your name out of the book of life. It is a very strong negative. And the point is this. In the ancient world, you lived in a